Hello, hello. Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I am your host, and I am just so glad that you are here with me today. So for today's topic, we are going to be talking about building a healthy body image, and that is what we're going to cover today. And we're going to look at other, like multiple other things. We're going to also look at how Pinterest is going to help in those areas. I think social media and just where we're at as a culture and what we value hasn't been helping the whole body image thing. And, you know, for me, I grew up in the 90s. So obviously this is has been an issue for a little bit, especially for women, and just having unrealistic expectations on the beauty standard and everything. So we're definitely going to talk about that. If you want more information and you want to see this in a blog form, I do have it on my website. You can go to hannahlynnmiller.com. And if you look for categories in the therapy section of the website, you can find it. And other resources, which is awesome. And I'm so proud of the content that I have been putting out that's just more research-based. So if you want more information, you totally can check it out on the blog, hannahlynnmiller.com. I am taking brand and coaching clients. Listen, I have been doing branding for years. I did it for a Chicago radio station, helped launch my own national radio show. And so if you would like some tips on where to start with social media and what your business needs, social media-wise, maybe even starting off with a website, I'm here to help. You can hop on a Zoom call and get one-on-one coaching from me. That calendar link is right there in the show notes, so you can't miss it. Please don't hesitate. I love doing that too. So that's one thing we need to cover. The next is joining an email group is so crucial for us to be able to connect. And if you would like to subscribe to all the things on hannahlynnmiller.com, that means that you get the updates on the podcast and then also other things like maybe content on eldest daughter research, things like that. You can always subscribe by going to hannahlynnmiller.com/subscribe and drop your email there. Tell me what you're interested in. There's three categories. If you're not that interested in therapy, or if you're not that interested in fashion or theology, you can tell me that in the settings. And then lastly, if you want to support this podcast so that I can continue to create fun and empowering content for you, you can visit the link below and it will show you how you can support this podcast. It starts with like 99 cents a month, or you could do a $10 support a month, and my family really appreciates it. So thank you ahead of time. All right, that's all the things that we had to cover. The two things that really stood out to me with positive body image, body positivity, if you will, is that you need self-compassion, you need empowerment, and then lastly, you definitely need to have a strong sense of self-esteem. And those things don't just happen overnight. You know, sometimes they can be stolen from us because of multiple different reasons, family of origin issues, bullying, words that have been said from a romantic partner. There can be so many things that steals us from this thought of having a positive outlook on appearance and our value. So it goes so much deeper than that. And I really do believe that, like, for us, we have been created, you know, by God, and we have so much value and so much purpose. And so whenever I talk about this topic, I can't really separate those things. I know a lot of the times, like, my self-esteem and my self-compassion can come from scripture. And that's why we're going to end this podcast with some scripture that you can memorize and think about. And I think for women too, it has been, culture has been especially hard on us. And, you know, I am now 35 weeks pregnant. And just the comments that can be made, and really there hasn't been as many as I thought that there would be, but that's just the whole thing. I thought that people would be harder on me, say more like negative things, and even I thought that I would really hate this season of my body growing and changing, and it really has been a beautiful thing for me. So I don't know if that has just been my perspective on pregnancy because of our culture, or because of comments that people have made in the past towards women who have experienced pregnancy and their bodies changing. And, you know, our bodies cycle through so many different hormones and change so often, way more often than men. And so I think that, if anything, I think that women should be given a big break in that whole area of beauty standards. So with that being said, we're going to dive in and talk about a few things. I know this has been, body positivity has been more of a topic in recent years. And I definitely think that it's a good conversation to be had. We've definitely been talking more about the detrimental effects of societal beauty standards on mental health, especially of young girls. However, beauty, positive beauty images, is just way more than that. Way more than loving like the way that you look. It's about accepting your body for what it is and understanding that it does not define your worth as a person. In this podcast, we're definitely going to focus on the importance of self-compassion and empowerment in cultivating a positive body image. And let me just say, it always starts here. Whatever you're telling yourself when you go to the mirror, whatever you're saying to yourself, this internal narrative, it really does affect how you're going to view yourself and others on the outside. It affects how your self-esteem is going to grow. It's either your thoughts, you either build positive beliefs or negative ones. And it takes a lot of thoughts to go through to really sink in. So that's why I think just being aware of that is really important, and finding ways to feel more empowered and not being around negative messages and negative people can be really important as well. Self-compassion can be defined as treating yourself with kindness, warmth, and understanding when facing difficult experiences or moments of vulnerability. When it comes to body image, this means recognizing that our bodies are not perfect, and that's okay. It's normal to have insecurities about our appearance, but beating ourselves up for not meeting societal beauty standards only leads to poor self-esteem and mental health issues. Instead, we can practice self-compassion by treating ourselves the way that we would treat a friend. This can include positive self-talk, practicing gratitude for our bodies, and giving ourselves permission to make mistakes without judgment. I think just learning about your body can be so empowering, and you can just be like, wow, and thankful. Like, I feel so thankful to God, like how he designed us. I mean, just the fact that of nesting is so incredible when you're pregnant. And I don't know, I wish I would have been able to tell my 20-year-old self how incredible my body actually is and how many changes it goes through. Just the fact that, like, right by the third trimester, I started to just have this internal instinct that I needed my house and I needed everything ready for this baby to come. Like, it was so instinctual. It kind of felt like anxiety, but I know what anxiety feels like. This was just more like preservation. It's just crazy. And the fact that our bodies do that is incredible. And the fact that, you know, my brain has definitely slowed down a little bit, but that's because I'm making a whole human being. Like, that's incredible. If I would have known that my body could do all of these things, I don't think I would be as hard on it as I was when I was in my 20s. And, you know, I think that just comes from just learning about our bodies and just being so grateful for what it does do and how God's designed it. I mean, it's just incredible. And it really, really puts it in perspective for me. Empowerment is another crucial component of positive body image. It involves taking control of how we feel about our bodies and realizing that we have the power to create our own beauty standards. This can be done by challenging societal norms and unrealistic standards of beauty, as well as celebrating diversity in all body types. Empowerment also means finding joy in movement and exercise, and not just doing it to achieve a certain appearance. When we feel empowered, we are more likely to have a positive outlook on our bodies and ourselves as a whole. I think that's really key too. I remember when I started accepting the fact that I was short. This might sound really dumb, but because, we'll talk about this with the Pinterest news, but because in media and magazines and our movies that we had from the 90s, all of the girls that were in those movies were tall and slender and had a certain look. And they were blonde, you know, the Amber Crombie and Fitch model look. It kind of sinks in when you don't have that vibe, the body type. And we have so many different body types. I don't know why this is like so a thing. It's just crazy. So I remember just saying, you know, like, I'm short and that's okay. I'm going to have more curves and that's okay. And I'm not going to apologize for it. So if someone has a problem, that's their problem, right? And so once I started thinking that way, I think that the switch changed. And I remember going on Pinterest. We'll talk about this later. But I remember going on Pinterest and being like, you know, seeing all these people who don't have the body type that I have and looking at their outfits and wanting to mimic their outfits. I love fashion and I think that's amazing. But wanting to mimic their looks and then buying the clothes, putting it on and not liking it because it didn't look like the picture, it wasn't serving me. It's because I don't have that body type and that's totally okay. So I started trying to like find, I would search mid-size or other things that would help with just so that I could get ideas that would better serve my body type. And I think that was really empowering for me, but it's crazy how the algorithm favors a certain type of look on Pinterest and how that has really defined our last 10 years of girls and how they look at themselves. And yeah, it's wild. So I'm excited to share with you this article coming up. But okay, here are a few steps to feel more empowered. One, set and achieve goals. These are just good things to have. And it can be from very small to very big, like getting your master's. Setting that and following through and achieving these goals will boost your confidence and make you feel more empowered. It's crazy. I know this has nothing to do with body positivity, but it's just helping you boost your own self-esteem. Practice self-care, taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. These activities can include exercising, meditating, get enough sleep, eating nutritious food, brushing your teeth, making your bed. Small things can add up to big things. Surround yourself with positive influences. This is huge. Listen, eating disorders come in packs. What I mean by that is when a woman has a hard time with food intake, a lot of times they are around women who criticize their bodies verbally. Their own bodies, like you're just around friends who are just constantly critiquing themselves. And that is not healthy. Sometimes you can change it and be the person to say, like, that's not healthy, pointing it out. Or you could be like, I love my body. And you can have that kind of voice in those groups. But a lot of times it can be really difficult. And so knowing when you're like, you know, I'm not feeling that confident right now and empowered in my life, I need to take a break from this group of people, I think is really wise. So remember that having body positivity, it can really be affected by who you're surrounded by. Stand up for yourself, speak up and assert yourself when it is necessary, set healthy boundaries and communicate your needs and opinions confidently and respectfully. I have seen this when I'm around people who do not listen to me or value me as a person, it can really affect my self-esteem and I can go into the whole body shaming thing immediately. I don't know if every woman is like this, but that is definitely my go-to place that I will try to control. And that's not healthy. And so being able to stand up for yourself, and this is actually, for me, it was really helpful with therapy when I went to counseling and was able to feel empowered by just somebody else speaking life into me. Sometimes you don't have people around you to really do that for yourself. And so this is a good time to get some therapy. If you're having a hard time standing up for yourself, communicating boundaries, this could be in the workplace. This could be in marriage. Sadly, this could be marriage and the workplace at the same time, and that can be really hard. Celebrate your strengths. Recognize and acknowledge your strengths, skills, and accomplishments. This will boost your self-esteem and make you feel more empowered. This is another one for me. I have such a hard time celebrating big accomplishments, and that is not okay. It is so healthy to really celebrate when you get a win, okay? Do a dance, go all out, buy yourself some balloons. Learn from failures. Embrace failure as an opportunity for growth and learning. Use setbacks to fuel and improve and try again rather than letting them discourage you. That's really good too. You're human. It's okay. It's okay to have failures. Educate yourself, seeking knowledge and information about topics that interest you. Education is always going to empower you. No one can take that away from you to make informed decisions and become an active participant in the world around you. Sometimes just learn something. Just go ahead and learn something. I love it when moms just are able to pick up a course or, you know, find a certification to grow in while they're taking care of their kids. I think that's really remarkable and can be really difficult. But good. Take control of your mindset. Practice positive self-talk and challenge negative thoughts. This is huge. I'm big on mindset. If you take captive of your thoughts and start journaling, what are you actually saying to yourself? You will be surprised and you'll write it down and be like, well, no wonder I'm listening to the bully in my head and no wonder I don't have very good self-esteem right now. Embrace your individuality, celebrate what makes you unique, and embrace your authenticity. I love that too because we are all so unique and we have so many different gifts and we need to embrace those things. And you know what? God didn't just take a cookie cutter and create us that way. Nope, he did not. And so that's something to be celebrated. Support others. I love this. You know, sometimes when I'm feeling a little down and discouraged, I really make a point to find someone that I can cheer for. And it really does help me put things in perspective instead of having like a victim mentality or poor me. I go around and I want to cheer the people around me because I know how empowering that is. Empowerment is not just for yourself, but it's also for empowering others. Lift others up, offer support, and celebrate their achievements. Helping others feel empowered will strengthen your own sense of self and empowerment. Remember, feeling empowered is a journey and may require consistent effort and self-reflection. By implementing these strategies, you can cultivate a stronger sense of empowerment and live a more fulfilling, empowered life. I think that's huge. I think a few things with self-esteem to have positive self-esteem, which is I put in my blog post a little bit more on these details, but some of the differences between empowerment and self-esteem is definitely having better social relationships. I think that's huge. When you're around people who are constantly putting you down, you're not going to have self-esteem, positive self-esteem. We influence each other so much. And community is so important, but also positive community is so important. And that's why the words that we say to each other, to others, is so crucial because it really does make or break how people are doing, how people feel. Also, reducing antisocial behavior. Research suggests that individuals with high self-esteem are less prone to engage in harmful or antisocial behaviors such as aggression or substance abuse. So those are some things to think about. definitely. And it just proves, again, like the community is so important when we talk about these things, when we talk about self-esteem and empowerment, body positivity. Okay. So here is an article by Glossy Co. on how Pinterest is going to increase plus size representation. I was like, finally, because this has been something that's been bugging me for a really long time. Like, why is it that we have one type of tiny little person in jeans and carrying a pumpkin spice latte on Pinterest? And that is not, that's like 1% of the population. And that's so damaging, okay? Like, in this article, it says literally 68% of American women are wearing size 14 or above. That's from a few years ago, the data from a few years ago. Multiple parties have made strides to increase the visibility of plus size people. Refinery 29 collaborated with Getty Images to launch its project 67% to get the imagery of a greater variety of body types into the media. So there's been a lot of things that have been helping, but ultimately by improving the user experience, more people will engage with Pinterest and for longer, which makes the platform more attractive to advertisers. And Pinterest confirmed that increasing inclusivity within its content leads to gains in user engagement. I agree. In its recent experiments, Pinterest found that shifts toward inspirational and inclusive content increase its relevance, engagement, and user value. And according to the company's latest earning report released in August 1, its second quarter of 2023 revenue grew 6% year after year, and its global monthly active users increased 8% year after year, with more having inclusive body images, body type images. The manager of inclusion and diversity at Pinterest, users cited that they frequently had to make several modifications to their search requests to generate relevant results. For example, searching plus size fall fashion before curvy outfits for fall. In fact, 52% of additional terms added to fashion searches related to plus size, she said. To drive awareness and educate users on Pinterest inclusivity products, the platform is launching a social media campaign across Pinterest, TikTok, and Instagram with model and body activists, other Pinterest creators, and it's also going to be introducing dedicated education on Pinterest. Pinterest is primarily a visual search tool, and because of that, we are uniquely positioned to impact representation. For a long time, social media has developed tools and technology without proactively considering the impact those decisions and experiences have, particularly on marginalized populations. I think that's incredible. And again, I had said that I did that, and it's not like I'm just short. I just am petite, but like not a zero, you know? And I just needed more ideas, and I needed to get more inspiration. So typing in curvy or something like that. Like, I don't know if that's, I'm glad that they have categories like that now. But I don't think that was how it was in the beginning. So they're definitely going to try and make it better. And I've already seen just a lot more representation being able to pop up on my feed, which was not how it was before. It took a long time for me to curate a feed and to let Pinterest know this is what I wanted to see. And so I'm hoping that this really does help just open the doors for those who are not the 1% tall and size zero. We are over that. We really are. And I'm here for it. When we talk about what the scripture has to say about body image and a person's value and all that stuff, you know, I want to be careful and start off and say, this doesn't mean that we just don't pay attention to our bodies, right? It doesn't mean that it's a sin to like enjoy makeup or like or how you present yourself, right? But it's not the main thing. And I think that's definitely what the Bible is wanting to communicate, what God wants us to know about, right? There's several Bible verses that put an emphasis on the importance of inner beauty over external appearances. And I think that that just kind of shows the heart of God. Like he looks at the inside part of us, who we are at the core. And I think so many times we judge people by just how they look or their appearance or how they care about themselves. Like we kind of naturally do that just to see where they're at in life. Like we kind of just size them up. And the only thing that we have to go off of is the outside appearance, right? Unless we are able to dig deep and ask questions and understand who they are and where they come from, their story, which takes time for us. And we definitely should do that. But God is different. God can look definitely inside of us. And what does our character say about who we are? And I think that that's really important. And you know, verses like 1 Peter 3:3-4 talks about your beauty should not come from the outward adornment, but rather it should be of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is a great worth in God's sight. I think that's really a good indicator of there's a couple of verses like that. And then Proverbs 31, obviously, is always quoted. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And again, I think this just point out and go against what generations and generations of cultures have emphasized on, especially on women, that we are just looked at as an adornment and a shadow. I mean, if you look at the story of Ada and Zillah, they are the first women to be married to one man, like when they, in the Old Testament, when that was a thing. And one name means shadow and the other one means adornment. And I think that's the two things that women in an unredeemed world get pegged as. And we can feel that. We can either feel like a shadow because of how we look or just something to be looked at. And I think those two things are not what God intended for us to live into. So these verses are really just to remember that we really do have a lot of value, that God puts value on our souls, male and female. Genesis 1:27 obviously is the verse that talks about God creating us in his own image. And in the image of God, he created them, male and female. Psalm 139:13-14 talks about how God forms us in the womb. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I think that's beautiful. And it talks about the uniqueness of each individual, the fact that God has carefully formed each human inside the womb is so wild. I think that's amazing. And these things can come from just feeling valued because of who God is and how he values our inmost beings, and how God also values our mind, thinking about positive and godly things, discerning God's will through the transformation of our thoughts. And I love these examples, and I'm putting a few on the blog. I'm pretty sure I'm going to put a few of these, and we're just going to talk about it because I love that. And look for the title, True Beauty Comes From Within, Understanding God's Perspective of You, that it doesn't go skin deep, right? It's not just based on appearance. It is he values you, and he created you with a beautiful soul, and that's what we want to see from day to day. And that's empowering. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I am so glad that you joined me. Remember, you can follow me on all the things. I'll see you in stories on Instagram. Follow me by searching Hannah Lynn Miller on all of the platforms. Or you can visit You Are Covered podcast on all the platforms as well. Remember, Jesus got you and you are covered. See you in the next episode.